This is God's Covenant Church, the Church of God established in Jesus' name. We're just thanking God for being here on the Lord's Day. The seventh day is the Lord's Day. And just thanking for being among the people of God. We are the people of God. And I'm thanking him for the wisdom and the knowledge that goes forth, teaching us to present our bodies a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God. And we're thanking God for our great leader who's leading and guiding us in all ways of truth, our great pastor, Pastor Perry Boyd.
Thank you, Elder Batiste, to our elders, missionary, deacons, all the saints, all that hear my voice. We do greet you in the name of Jesus, another Sabbath day. Glad to be with you. I want to talk about the mercies of God today. God has shown us much mercy. Before we get to that, incorruptible. Thank God. Incorruptible. Thank God. That's what our strive is here, to be incorruptible. Yes. Announcements, Deacon Debbie.
You can visit us at any time for our broadcast messages at www.godscovenantchurch.org. Write and mail us at 425 Laconia Boulevard, Los Angeles, California, 90061. Or call us at any time at area code 323-754-8302. You can email us at info@godscovenantchurch.org. Also, you can subscribe to our podcast at www.godscovenantchurch.org. If you have any questions or concerns about this way, or questions about any scriptures, please text us at area code 323-388-5676, and we will strive to get you the answer on our program. Again, that number is area code 323-388-5676. Now, our pastor.
Thank you, Deacon. Thank God, another Sabbath day. Glad to be with you. Glad for our anointed that's going on. Our great Bishop Barfield and our great Bishop Philip and our great Bishop Dorothy for the stand they took. And we're continuing steadfast in the prophets and the apostles' doctrine. We believe in God's word here, and we obey God's commandments because it is God's word and it's law. Deuteronomy 4 and 6 says, "Keep therefore and do them. For this is your wisdom and your understanding in the sight of the nations, which shall hear all these statutes and say, surely, this great nation is a wise and understanding people." Beautiful. Now let's go to Exodus 20 and 1. All right. The mercies of God, they're a blessing. Yes. It's grace. Yes. But you cannot get the mercies of God unless you're under the teaching. And so many feel they've been shown mercy from a child. I felt that way until I came to knowledge and had an understanding. God have a people, and his people are to serve him. And to serve him, we go back with him. Isn't that beautiful? This is just a stage here, this earth. The higher calling and what God really has prepared for his people is waiting for us. Isn't that beautiful? Exodus 21, what does it say?
And God spake all these words, saying,
what?
I am the Lord thy God, which have brought thee out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of bondage.
Now, to all the churchgoers out there, and that includes us, if you're in bondage, you're yet in Egypt. You got things binding you to where you cannot serve God, you're still in Egypt. And if you're still in Egypt, that means Moses have not brought you out. And Moses can't bring anyone out unless you go get him. That's why the Lord said, go back to Moses. He wrote of me. Moses has the message to bring us out. Read.
Thou shalt have no other gods before
me. That's the first thing God is saying. Don't have any gods before me because he's God. He's God of gods, right? He don't want us to have any gods. These things that have us in bondage are gods. What?
Thou shalt not make unto thee any graven image.
I found this very interesting. As the Lord said, what do you read and how do you read it? What does it say again? Thou.
Thou shalt not make unto thee any graven image.
So graven images are statues, paintings, anything you engrave. He said, thou shalt not make unto thee any graven image. What?
Or any likeness of anything.
Wait a minute. Likeness of anything where?
That is in heaven.
So wait a minute now. Isn't the Lord in heaven?
Yes.
Well, we got pictures of him.
Right.
Is it Mary in heaven?
Yes.
Well, we got statues of him.
Right.
And Paul there?
Yes.
And Peter? Why they got these pictures with all the 12 apostles? That's what it said. Don't make a likeness or a graven of anything in heaven. That's where they are. Then you see a lot of these so-called Christian program, and I say so-called because they're not following God's word. They have these maps and showing beasts and 10 eyes. Now God said eyes are all around and so and so. But God is saying, don't you make a picture because you don't know what you're looking at. Because people will look at those beasts and say, now that's what's up in heaven. It's not. The only way you understand the revelation is once you get into the commandments, because those are the metaphors and just examples of what it's like unto, and your imagination can't make it look like a lion with 12 feet or whatever. All of these things are not what God is asking for, but people accept it and move on. Read.
Yes. Or that is in earth beneath. Or
in other words, you ain't supposed to be making pictures of these either in earth. That's what it says, right? Somebody would have commented, now that's just being too dressy. Now, I don't think he's talking about you can't make a portrait, but not as a church, something to refer to as church.
Mm-hmm.
When you look at that picture, you don't worship that. You can if you take it home, you look at it all day.
Right.
And every time you go somewhere, you stop and you look at it and say, pray for me, Pastor. You put your hand on it and say, or you hold it in your pocket and you pull it out. You're an accident. You making that a God. You're trying to make a point of reference. God don't want us to do that. Nothing wrong with having pictures of people. But it's a funny thing, you can't find no pictures of Moses, Noah, Adam, and they've been painting since day one just about. They had an organ back then. You say, well, you know, how do you make an organ? Same way they make it today, but they had the knowledge. Isn't that beautiful? But that's why we had no pictures of Moses. That's why God buried him, so you would make an idol out of him and make a God out of him. Those that believed in him. That's why you can't find pictures of Paul, Peter. You find other things days of old, but you won't find no paintings. Because people will make an idol out of it. A God out of it. Read.
Or that is in the water under the earth.
What?
Thou shalt not bow down thyself to them, nor serve them.
So that's bowing down to something if you look at it and make it a point of reference to refer to God. Look at the picture and say, Lord, bless me. You look at the picture. That's your. You should look at the commandments. Now, you can write all the commandments all day long. That's the graven image you want to write because you can't see no face in that. But the words are true. Isn't that beautiful? Read. Isn't that beautiful? Thank God. Go here. Yeah.
For I, the Lord thy God, am a jealous God.
Wait a minute. God is a jealous God. Now, wait a minute. If God is a jealous God, God don't want to see us hanging out with the world, right? Because he said the world, a friend of the world, is an enemy to God. Why should I get jealous when you're not here and you're out there in the world? Why should I, if God is in, why should I feel the same way? Why shouldn't you feel the same way? Why you don't spend so much time with the unsaved, not the saved? You would say that if it was your companion, wouldn't you? So I've seen you when you wake up, and I don't see you no more until you go to bed at night. Where you been all day? That's when you're jealous. He's a jealous guy. Read it again.
Thou shalt not bow down thyself to them, nor serve them. For I
people look at all these statues and people, but they don't look at the words God spoke. Look at that and say, nah, I should be doing this. Lord, help me today. They don't do that. They're going to look at a picture. Go ahead.
For I, the Lord thy God, am a jealous God.
What?
Visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children unto the third and fourth generation of them that hate me.
Wow. In other words, if you don't like God, God's going to take care of that. But that's someone that's sitting up under the teaching that know God or know about him. That's why our children and we are in danger, because God showed us much love, knowledge, and you forsake or you don't like God. Our children, some of our children don't like God. God pays them to that face we're not looking for, but that's what God's going to do. But here's the blessing. What?
And showing mercy unto thousands of them that love me and keep my commandments.
Keep my commandments. That ain't going anywhere. That's forever. And the scripture cannot be broken. That's where we get our mercy from. Isn't that beautiful? Let's go to Proverbs 3 and 1. Saints, knowledge is power.
Yes, it is.
If you don't have knowledge, you're at the behest of anyone that want to pull a, what do you call that? A bamboozle over you. Especially in the scriptures, when you don't know knowledge. You don't have it. Proverbs 3 and 1.
My son, forget not my law.
What are you talking about? That's God's commandments. God wants us to keep the commandments. That's where our mercy is. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Don't forget the law. What?
But let thine heart keep my commandments.
Wait a minute. Now, why would God strive or encourage us to keep his commandments in striving if it's going to be done away with?
Right.
He wouldn't do that.
No.
What?
For length of days and long life and peace.
So wait a minute. You might be 21 years old, come to God, and you die. But God going to add to that life. Long life. I don't believe that you can count the years he's going to add on there if you talk about eternal life, because there's no end to it. It's going to add life to however. So, oh, they died young, but wait a minute. Look what they got. They had long life added to them and peace. Isn't that beautiful? So it's not about when you die here. It's about being when you die, are you connected to God? Because you get that added benefit.
Yes.
Long life. What?
Yes.
For length of days and long life and peace shall they add to thee.
What?
Let not mercy and truth forsake thee. Bind them about thy neck.
Now, we can't let it forsake us. How can you bind the truth about your neck? You can if you got precepts.
Yes.
If you carry it in your heart, you can bind it. Yes. You can't bind a picture like, you can't bind a picture around your neck. But you can bind words. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
What?
Write them upon the table of thine heart.
Isn't that beautiful? That's how God wants us to feel about his word. St. John 14:6. A lot of them say, well, you know, the Lord is my truth. The Lord is the truth. He is the truth. Mm-hmm. But if the Lord is the truth and the scripture says, thy law is the truth, that would make them the same, wouldn't it?
Yes.
And then Jesus says, he's the same.
Yes.
It kind of fits together with me.
Yes.
Yesterday, today, and forever, right?
Yes, Pastor.
14:6.
Jesus saith unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life.
So wait a minute. Long life, he's long life. He's the way. Now, how can Jesus be the way unless you're talking about the way he lived? The way he lived is the way. He lived in the way of his commandments. He said, I kept my father's commandments. He gave me a commandment, what I should say, what I should do. And I know this commandment is life everlasting. That's his way to keep God's commandments. Well, he's the way. His way is in the word, in the commandments. What?
No man cometh unto the Father but by
So you got to follow the example he gave us. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Psalms 119 and 142.
Right.
This is how we obtain mercy. And I'm telling anyone that's looking at this video or this stream, whatever.
Yes, Pastor.
If you're not keeping God's commandments, you don't have the mercy from God.
Right.
Because that's where you get mercy from. Mm-hmm. Keeping his commandments. 119 and 142, what does it say?
Thy righteousness is an everlasting righteousness.
What?
And thy law is the truth.
God's law is the truth.
Yes.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
We don't want truth and mercy to forsake us.
Yes.
It hasn't, but the people forsook the law. That's what they forsook. So you forsook mercy.
Yes.
How plain is that?
Yes.
Let's go to Proverbs again, 3 and 3.
All right. Beautiful.
Rightly dividing. Word of truth. That's what we strive to do here.
Yes.
Not saying I know everything. I don't know anything but what God showed me.
Yes.
If you say it's wrong, you're telling me what God showed me is wrong. Now I'm wrong.
Right.
If you want to straighten me out, send me the scriptures or bring yourself here and we will sit down and we'll deal with this in a peaceable manner, you know?
Yes.
Reasoning, not arguing. Same thing.
Yes.
Together. Isn't that beautiful? I'm willing to do that. We just want to be right. Right, isn't that right?
Yes.
3 and 3 says what?
Let not mercy and truth forsake thee.
What?
Bind them about thy neck. Write them upon the table of thy
so
heart.
So we don't want that to forsake us. Let's go to Deuteronomy 6 and 2.
Beautiful.
We want to stay in a way where God is pleasing and God can show the mercy. And God wants to show mercy. Isn't that beautiful? Because God is a merciful God. God knows what we're made of. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
But the mercy comes through us being truthful and honest about things.
Yes.
You forsake that, you forsake your mercy.
Yes.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Deuteronomy 6 and 2.
That thou mightest fear the Lord thy God, to keep all his statutes.
Well, wait a minute now. I can't keep all of them, Pastor. That Sunday, we keep Sunday because we honor the day he rose. Well, who told you to honor that? Because when the Lord rose and left here, they kept the Sabbath. The Sabbath wasn't forsaken by everyone that has forsaken it with the knowledge until 321 A.D.
Mm-hmm.
Until 321 A.D., only the day they had was the Sabbath, unless they were in some other cult.
Right.
But God's people always kept the Sabbath, and God's people always will keep the Sabbath.
Yes.
Read.
Yes. To keep all his statutes and his commandments, mm-hmm. which I command thee, thou and thy son's son, all the days of thy life.
All the days of our life. That's what God wants to do. And teach your children the same thing.
Yes.
How can you teach your children the Sabbath when you don't tell them, you should come to church?
Mm-hmm.
Our kids get up and they get a little few children and you never look back. Suppose God did us like that and wasn't concerned about us. Hey, come to church. Both God did us that way.
Yeah,
God wants us to go out and come on in. What's the problem? Why you can't come to church?
That's right.
You can ask him. You don't want to come? Let me bring the child. I'll bring him. I'm going to bring him all the time. That's what God wants. Isn't that beautiful? Now, wait a minute. Now, suppose you was that child and your parents didn't bring you. You would never know anything about God, maybe. But it's about, are we going to be like God? Bring them. Draw them. But no, you turn 18, don't come back here. I'm going to church. No, you shouldn't think like that. Might be a little. Get up another half an hour early, but get them here. Encourage them. Isn't that beautiful? I know we get a little quiet in here now. All right, come on.
And that thy days may be prolonged.
Days may be prolonged. Read the fourth verse. Here.
Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord.
What?
And thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thine heart.
What?
And with all thy soul.
This is what people get upset about. Because loving God with all your heart, they ain't got time for that because they're doing so many other things. Mm-hmm. If you love God with all your heart and all your soul, that would be the only thing on your mind just about all the time. Right. But what do so-called Christians do? Soon you want to start talking about God. That's enough. Well, let's talk about the Lakers. There's nothing wrong with that, but why get offended because someone got a mind to talk about God? Why get offended? If someone is showing the love for God, we should be getting in there encouraging them and getting with them. We get something out of it too. Isn't that beautiful? Read.
And with all thy might.
Mm-hmm.
And these words which I command thee this day shall be in thine heart.
Now, wait a minute. It's going to be in your heart if you go through and be honest. Mm-hmm. And with the practice God has asked us to.
Yes.
Talk about it when you get up. Talk about when you lay down. Read. That's what it's wanted us to do. What?
And thou shalt teach them diligently unto thy children. Beautiful. And shalt talk of them when thou sittest in thine house.
Wait a minute. When you're in your house, what?
And when thou walkest by the way.
When you walk by the wayside.
Mm-hmm.
Well, so once the Lord willing, we're going to do so-and-so and blah, 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 blah. We could talk about the politics of the day. We're not going to get involved in it, but
yes.
We're praying for the peace of Jerusalem.
Right.
And we're praying that the best president make the election, gets elected. Isn't that beautiful? And if there's been fraud, we're praying that it get uncovered so that we can stay in peace.
Yes.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Read.
And when thou liest down, and when thou risest up.
Now, wait a minute. They'll read this and, amen. But when you put it in action, it will start walking away from you. It will come around. You start talking of God and say, you know what? God don't want us doing that. It will walk away from you then. But if you love God, he don't. You're right. That's what you should be doing, encouraging that. But when we be around some Christians, well, God said, the Sabbath is the Father's day of rest. We should do it. I don't want to argue. What's arguing? We want to talk about what God is asking for. We want to please God. Let's research that out and please God. No, I don't want to argue. I thought the Lord said, come, let us reason together. That's all arguing is reasoning. Isn't that beautiful? Three.
And thou shalt bind them for a sign upon thine hand,
mm-hmm.
and they shall be as frontlets between thine
eyes. That's pretty close. Now, that's talking about it all the time. So when you tune into this broadcast, all you keep talking about is those commandments. He said, talk about it when you lie down,
right.
When you get up, walk by the wayside. If that's too much, I don't think you will ever go back with God. If you can't talk about it, how are you going to live with him?
Right.
Does that make sense?
Yes.
Read.
And thou shalt write them upon the post of thy house and on thy gate.
Isn't that beautiful? Now, he said, write them. Mm-hmm. He didn't tell you to put on your car, I love Jesus. Now, if you want to write something, why don't you write down, I keep God's commandments.
Right.
But even that, that was not like today. I don't think they put it on their asses when they wrote the asses out and the cows going out in the public.
Exactly.
But every house had it on the doorpost, blah, 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 okay? I'm not putting on my car, but if you come in my house, it's right there for you, written.
Yes.
I'll open it up. But when we do that, all of a sudden the visitation started to get weaning out.
Right.
People started leaving. When we have our dinners and we invite our loved ones, they eat up the storm. But when you open the scripture and start talking about them by the wayside, things get thin. They found another part of the building to go to. We ain't got that many parts in here. Only thing they be doing is exiting home. I said, well, you don't love you. You all think y'all is, We're just following God. We're trying to please the Lord. That's where our mercy comes from, right? Read.
And it shall be when the Lord thy God shall have brought thee into the land which he sware unto thy father,
what?
To Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob, to give thee great and goodly cities, which thou buildest not.
Which thou buildest not, what?
And houses full of all good things, which thou
fillest not, and wells digged,
which thou diggest not, vineyards and olive trees, which thou plantest not. When thou shalt have eaten and be full.
And when thou have eaten and
be full.
Before.
Then beware lest thou forget the Lord which brought thee forth out of the land of Egypt from the house of bondage.
Now wait a minute. How are you going to forget if you ain't never came out of bondage? Right. That's the problem. They've never come out. As the Lord told one, said now, he that loveth much. Mm-hmm. I think that's what he told Simon. He did what he did. See, he was telling Simon, well, she did what she did because she loved much. When you don't love much, and forgiven much, but if you don't feel like you have nothing to forgive, you feel like everything, you write about everything, you can't go nowhere. It's best to say, you know what? I need forgiveness. Somebody, let somebody tell you, well, you haven't done anything wrong, but some people feel like they ain't never done nothing wrong. You can't get nothing from God. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
But to get the mercy is to acknowledge what you need and what you've done. Isn't that beautiful? Let's read the 13th verse. What does it say?
Thou shalt fear the Lord thy God and serve him and shall swear by his name.
What?
Ye shall not go after other gods of the gods of the people which are round
about
you. Well,
wait a minute. How many people know what the gods are? We ain't talking about drugs. No, we're just talking about ways and traditions. Those are the gods. The drugs, the liquors, and all those stuff they do help celebrate the gods, the traditions. That's what that is. Isn't that beautiful? We don't want to be like that. We've come out from that. Gods are people feel like their family is a god. I got to be there. No, you don't. What did God, the Lord tell that man? He said, the Lord called me. He said, I got to go bury my so-and-so. He let the dead out there. Let them bury the dead. You come with me. Because when God calls you, that's a special calling. You don't have a lot of options there. As if like I can come next week when I get ready. Well, when I get a new pair of pants, I'm coming. I got a new dress and label. I'm coming next month. Never come back to your mind again. Read.
For the Lord thy God is a jealous God among you.
Mm-hmm.
Lest the anger of the Lord thy God be kindled against thee and destroy thee from off the face of the earth.
17 verse, what does it say?
Ye shall diligently keep the commandments of the Lord your God and his testimonies.
Wait a minute. Diligently.
Yes.
That's what God wants to do.
Mm-hmm.
When we do that, so many get offended.
Mm-hmm.
Ye shall diligently keep the commandments of the Lord your God. What?
And his testimonies and his statutes, which he hath commanded thee.
Is that beautiful?
Yes.
Let's read the 17th verse again. 18, rather. Go ahead.
And thou shalt do that which is right and good in the sight of the Lord.
What?
That it may be well with thee, and that thou mayest go in and possess the good land which the Lord sware unto thy fathers.
But wait a minute. What is that good land? That good land is God's word.
Yes.
The good land is God.
Yes.
The good land is eternity. With God. That's the good land. Eternal life. But it was an example as Canaan land. Canaan land was the parable. That's the example. Because in this land, lots of fruit. Big fruit. You only get the fruit of God by keeping his word. When you land in this land, that's where the fruit come from. Isn't that beautiful? That's the land we want to land in. Isn't that beautiful? Read the 20th verse again. What is it? 20.
20th. And when thy son asketh thee in time to come, saying, what mean the testimonies and the statutes
what?
And the judgments which the Lord our God hath commanded you?
What?
Then thou should say unto thy son, we are Pharaoh's bondmen.
We were
Pharaoh's bondmen. Thank in God. Egypt. And the Lord brought us out of Egypt
with a mighty hand. Let's go back to Proverbs 3:3. Now stay with me, all of you that's out there, whoever you are. Somebody sent us a letter.
Yes, Pastor.
And truly, when you read the letter, you know they have come from somewhere outside of the earth.
Yes.
They're not here with us. They must be an alien somewhere outside this earth. Because they began to mention Trump and Mary and all in the same breath. And I don't know. Christ too. So we don't want to read. We didn't even finish reading the letter. Right? All right. Proverbs 3 and 3.
3 and 3. Let not mercy and truth forsake thee. Bind them about thy neck.
Now, is mercy and truth will not forsake us if we're honest. That's what God is calling for.
Yes.
Psalms 51.
Mm-hmm.
And 1.
All right, Pastor. Beautiful.
God, they say it all the time, God is good to his people.
Mm-hmm.
He is. To such as keep his commandments. Isn't that beautiful? They don't want to read the rest of that, but that's what it's for. Isn't that beautiful? 51 and 1.
Have mercy upon me, O God, according to thy loving kindness.
Thank God.
According unto the multitude of thy tender mercies. Blot out my transgressions.
Thank God. It takes God to blot out transgressions. And it takes God to lift your spirit, a broken spirit. Isn't that beautiful?
Beautiful.
Let's go to Exodus 20 and 6. Let's read that again.
Beautiful, Pastor.
Have mercy upon me. And who don't utter that sometime in their life? Whether they're a Christian or not. Lord, have mercy.
Mm-hmm.
But 20 and 6 says what?
Yes, it says, and showing mercy unto thousands of them that love me and keep my
So that's
commands.
Where we get our mercy from. That hasn't changed. Now, let's go to 51 and 3. Read that, Psalms 51 and 3.
Yes, Pastor.
Thank God.
All right. It says, 51 and 3, for I acknowledge my transgressions, and my sin is ever before me.
When we acknowledge our wrongdoing, God is merciful.
Yes, Lord.
And when we acknowledge, it should forever be with us so that we don't go that way again. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes, sir.
Let's go to 1 John 1 and 9.
All right. Beautiful, beautiful.
You're blessed.
Yes.
When you have the knowledge and put it in action.
Yes.
We're blessed people to have the knowledge. 1 John 1 and 9. It is very plain. What did it say?
If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us.
Wait a minute. Did the Lord put any conditions on that? Yes, he did. If we confess. That's the only condition. Just spill your beans. Now, don't we do that with our children?
Yes.
Then don't you lie to me. When they tell you, say, all right, get in there, sit down. There's mercy because God wants to be honest people. You can't go back with him and not being honest. And the first one you got to be honest with is self.
Yes.
Yes. So saying to thy own self be true.
Yes.
Wait, read it again.
If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness.
How plain is that? But when you tell some Christians say, well, your sins are not on sin. I've been cleansed. Everybody's sin. Well, when do you get applied with all sin being cleansed? When do you do that one?
Right.
You've confessed. And he said he's faithful enough to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. So now when, if you confess and got cleansed, when did you get unrighteous again? Unless you sinned again.
Right.
But if you sin again, he said if you confess, because there are some sins and not like this. Now if we sin willfully, you can't do that one.
Right.
But if you're striving,
all right, Pastor.
And if you sin, if you confess and be honest, God forgives us. That's what he said, because God is, he wants the best for us, not our demise.
No.
He said, he's not his will, any man should perish. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
But though we're striving, you cannot let the enemy overwhelm your mind. You've got to believe what God is telling you, regardless of how you feel.
Right.
Isn't that beautiful?
Right.
Let's go to Psalms 51 and 3. Let's go back there.
Yes.
Most beautiful.
It is beautiful.
Yes.
If you got confidence and believe it.
Yes.
If you strive unlawfully and believe it, it is encouraging.
Yes.
It's only not encouraging when you doubt or don't believe or don't strive lawfully.
Yes.
It's not encouraging. Isn't that beautiful? 51 and 3 again.
For I acknowledge my transgressions and my sin is ever before me.
What?
Against thee only have I sinned.
We get ourselves in these kerfuffles or situations, always trying to blame the other one. I wouldn't, but they did. I said, listen, it ain't about you. It's between me and God. Lord, it's against thee have I done this. I didn't do this against them because they did something to me. I might have had that mindset, but in reality, I'm doing it against God. Against thee only, read.
Against thee only have I sinned and done this evil in thy sight.
What?
That thou mightest be justified when thou speakest.
Wait a minute. See, this is what we do sometimes. We want to come and make sure that, put our story out there and justify ourselves. But for God to give you justice.
You can visit us at any time for our broadcast messages at www.godscovenantchurch.org. Write and mail us at 425 Laconia Boulevard, Los Angeles, California, 90061. Or call us at any time at area code 323-754-8302. You can email us at info@godscovenantchurch.org. Also, you can subscribe to our podcast at www.godscovenantchurch.org. If you have any questions or concerns about this way, or questions about any scriptures, please text us at area code 323-388-5676, and we will strive to get you the answer on our program. Again, that number is area code 323-388-5676.